Do you prefer your podcast to have solo narrators to two people telling private jokes?
Are you looking for a podcast that is about true crimes and unsolved mysteries and not, I repeat, not, two friends hanging out and rambling about nonsense?
Do you like podcasts that stay on topic 100% of the time?
If you answered yes to these questions and reenacted an Unsolved Mysteries podcast, it's not for you or the folks that left us those one-star reviews. We are just two pals who love the 1990s show Unsolved Mysteries and have no interest in actually solving mysteries from the episodes we watch and recap.
Come get spooked with me, Robert, and my friend and relatively normal woman, Crystal, every 2 weeks as we talk stack, ghosts, UFOs, food, and occasionally crime on Reenacted and Unsolved Mysteries podcast.
Welcome to Pumpkin Spice Podcast. I'm Rob Schulte. Hello, Graham.
Hello, everybody.
Okay, so we're not covering a movie this week, but movies will be talked about because you and I thought it might be a good idea to say, what are we doing here? What do we like? What do we want? What's that smell? What do we want to do in the future? How can we grow? And to explicitly say to the audience, Graham, we need you to communicate with us.
Yeah, we've talked about ways of engaging not only audience, but our own, our love of horror in a way. And, you know, one of the things that we've discussed is reaching out and asking, you know, if we had missed your state or we didn't get the right movie for your state.
Yeah.
To let us know. But also if you just watched a horror film that you found interesting that you thought we might like, it doesn't have to be necessarily specific to states in the America, we're open to things.
We have no hard and fast rules here. We just put out a show once a month, sometimes twice, and keep it cash, because here's the thing. Podcasts are either completely independent or have a network backing, right? And even more so, there's a smaller percentage of the network backing that are backed by lots of money.
Yeah.
So if you like what we're doing, you know, involve yourself in the conversation. What you would want from us to help Graham and I guide our way down this information superhighway.
Yeah, because like Rob said, this is kind of loose. You know, like I think the first version of the show was like Vermeer, and this new version is like Jackson Pollock. So, we're just kind of going a little bit looser, shooting from the hip.
Yes. And one day we will get all the way to Monet.
Yes.
Hopefully. I guess we'd take a step back, but anyway, you get
step back, step forward, step back.
What we're really saying is this podcast is museum quality, and we want to continue the museum quality of goods. Speaking of museums, though, Graham, I do want to interrupt this thought process to show you what I got in the mail the other day.
Okay.
As a filmmaker, I think you'll respect this.
Oh, this, wow.
Sony Handycam.
What year is this?
This one's probably 1992, I'm guessing.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, it records the 8mm tape that has no player except for the camera itself.
Yeah, that's one that you have to take to like your local public access station.
Yeah. And you could get a player for the tapes, but it was not made that way, I guess. Because I went home the other day and I got a bunch of like home videos and like VHS tapes that I'm trying to digitize. But here's the problem, Graham. I have to clean the heads of this camera because I did my research. If I fast forward, I can see what's on the tape. But when I just press play, it like flickers and does blue screen.
Okay.
Seems to be a common problem with these old 8mm tapes, and it's not the tape itself. It's the heads on the player.
Okay. Yeah, you might need to see an expert, because I would hate for you to like damage any of the footage that you're trying to retrieve.
Well, Yeah, I don't think I'm going to be damaging the footage because I'm not going to do anything to the tapes themselves.
Okay,
I'm going to unscrew a couple of things in the little tape window and then rub some alcohol on the gears and such.
Tried and true method.
Yes. Yeah. I'm going to blow in it.
And yeah.
And put it back in the Nintendo.
Dude, did I tell you that story about how I was working at Public Access and that dude came in with home movies?
No.
That he wanted to dub over. I hope I haven't told this story on the podcast.
I don't think so. I've never heard it.
Okay. So I was thinking like maybe in the early days or something. But anyway, so I was working at Public Access. Guy comes in and says like, hey, I got these old tapes. I wanted to digitize them. Can you dub them over? And we were like, yeah. And so we start the tape and it's a guy in whitey tidies sitting on a bed. Oh, and great. He just kind of offhandedly goes, oh, that's my dad. And then his mom walks into frame. He's like, shut it off. And so that was like one of the, I'll never forget that.
That
really
is
a funny moment.
You talk horror films.
Yeah.
That's like,
you know, that really happened. It was pretty funny. It
reminds me of the time my dad, we had a flagpole and like most of the time it would be an American flag or like a Kansas City Chiefs flag or something flying on the flagpole. But one day I came home and there was a pineapple on the flag. And I was like, oh God, I'm too old for this. I got to get to college. Goodbye.
Cause it was a SpongeBob reference.
Yes.
Okay.
SpongeBob reference. Not anything about bored boomers who have gotten over the hill and are trying to have a little fun.
Look, hello kids. Yeah. Or hello fellow kids.
Hello fellow kids. Also, as if the fucking neighborhood didn't know exactly what his pineapple was signifying. It's just like, what are you doing? You think you're part of a secret club? No, everyone knows what you're doing here, you creep. So yeah, I left, went to college and never came back. And now my house is sold and my dad is dead. So I'm sure he had fun.
You know, we've had, you know, not to get too much in, to parents and stuff, but you know what you've talked about with your father with me, I always go back to like visualizing your the bar,
yeah,
with the posters of Color of Money.
Oh yeah.
And what was the other one?
Cocktail
and Color of Money.
Those,
yeah,
are in the basement of the house. Yeah.
Okay.
Because my dad owned a bar, but like,
that's right, but those were in your house, were
in his like den, you
right
know.
Where he had a pool table, right?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, awesome. Yeah.
He also had the like hot jazz, cool blues, generic 90s posters where it's like a silhouette of a woman playing a saxophone with like,
yes,
blinds, you know? Yeah.
That's what it needed was, remember during like Halloween in the 80s and 90s, like there'd be all these Elvira commercials,
yes,
for Budweiser beer. And then, yes, if you went to the gas station, there would be a life-size cutout,
yes,
of,
yes,
Elvira holding some Budweiser or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Like, gotta get that. Gotta go on eBay and get that.
Gotta get that.
Your house, yes, can't be complete.
Speaking of Elvira, though, did you, I know this was on our friends Joe and Stu's podcast, Piloting Error, but it's also just in Elvira's book, that the TV show Sabrina the Teenage Witch was lifted from the pilot she had done.
No, I did. That's insane. Like I, yeah, have her book. I just haven't read it yet. Cruelly, yeah, Yours.
Yeah. Yeah. Isn't that wild? Like,
yeah,
yes, Sabrina the Teenage Witch existed and she had aunts that raised her, but like the premise of the TV show was lifted directly from Elvira's TV show that got canceled.
And I'm assuming Cassandra Peterson got absolutely nothing for that.
Oh, of course not. Yeah. I think she probably got paid for the time it was to make the pilot.
Lame.
So lame. So lame. Cassandra Peters is a living legend.
Yeah, and she's a big since I guess we're talking shop, Rob sure. is writing an excellent movie, and Elvira and the movie Mistress of the Dark are two things I wanted to talk to you about as far as that movie goes. But so it's funny that you bring that up.
Oh, yeah. Well, Graham, speaking back to Pumpkin Spice Podcast, you've got this tried and true method I think that's worked. We pick a state. We go to that state, we watch a movie that was either shot there, set there, had something to do with that area, right? Do you ever want to branch out? Like, if you were right now, what would you say is another method? Have you ever thought, and you don't have to have an answer to this, because I like this method, but I also like the idea of shaking things up. What if we exponentially grow as a podcast and we have to do weekly episodes? What would we do? Would we hop in a jet?
We'd hop in a time travel vehicle and like go back to France 1960 to watch Bleep or
okay.
You see what I'm doing there?
Yeah.
Or we can go to whatever.
Yeah. The options are endless. You'll create the reasoning whenever we choose it.
Absolutely. But, you know, I'm definitely looking to go international if you'd like. I can make that happen.
You heard it here first, folks. Well, Graham, I think unless you don't have anything else you'd like to bring up, any pressing matters, I think this is a good little like state of the pod.
Sure. Like the main two things were to sort of let us know about if we skipped your state or got the wrong movie for your state, or if you just want us to watch a certain movie, we would be happy to dig into it.
And we need to hear from you. So Graham runs the Pumpkin Spice Podcast Show Instagram account. I keep tabs on the Apple Podcast reviews. If you need to get a hold of us, let us know. We can make it happen. And that's it. Very spooky. We've got some stuff, some great episodes planned for you. You know, as I'm thinking, Graham, this episode's either going to come out in August or September. And that is just knocking on the door of Halloween season. So
yeah,
we're really excited. We hope you all are too, and we'll see you on the next episode of Pumpkin Spice Podcast. Goodbye.
Until then.